USA Radio News.
Congress released its much-anticipated report on the Washington Commanders and the organization's alleged toxic workplace culture on Thursday. The 79-page report concluded that Dan Snyder interfered with the NFL's investigation into his organization, that the NFL was aware of the interference and did nothing to stop it, nor did the league penalize Snyder for impeding their investigation.
The Federal Trade Commission Thursday sued Microsoft to block its planned $75 billion acquisition of gaming software and online services Activision Blizzard, halting a merger of the technology giants. The FTC commissioners voted 3-1 to move forward with the complaint. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com, refundsasap.com.